followers, this is probably the first episode that will ever have a disclaimer on it. This is an episode from the archives. This was recorded in, I think, December of 2020. And Shil has asked me to come here and tell you guys that we may or may not still believe in the things we said in this episode. I mean, you know, I will always push vulnerability with boundaries, opening yourself up to love within reason and everything. But yeah, where we were then is not where we are now. Not me cackling on this on this snippet. But hope you guys still enjoyed the episode. This song was one of my favorite songs in lockdown when it dropped. So I hope we do it justice with our analysis. So yeah. Also, not me sound like Twin Braxton. Bye. Hi, guys. Welcome back to the Have You Heard Lyrics Analysis podcast. It's me, Elle, the curator and one of the co-founders of Have You Heard. Follow us on Instagram at, well, follow me on Instagram at haveyouheard_HYH. So today I have with me a dear friend, and I feel like I say that every time. All my friends are very dear to me. So I have the dear friend, and I'm going to let her introduce herself before I talk about the song we're going to get into today.
Hi, friends. My name is Shil, one of Elle's, you know, closest friends. Shout out to Friendship. You know, just got to put that plug in there.
We love Friendship on here.
Yes, we do.
If we find, you know, so funny, like, tangent. We have a lot, first of all, people write love songs about, like, love. If I can find a handful of songs about friendship, I'm going to give you guys a friendship series.
Give us friendship playlist, please.
Literally, because I am a firm believer in friendship over everything. So
yes, it's not everyday love. I mean, love is nice, but friendship is better.
As we're going to find out with this song, love is nice. Yeah, so Shil and I go way back to college days. Don't worry, we're not that far from college. College is not that far behind us. So today's song is one of my favorite songs this year. It was my lockdown song in the depths of, which is going to be so funny because whenever this drops, like maybe we'll be out of the pandemic. Who knows?
I hope so. I'm tired.
I know, I'm so exhausted. But it's Know You, Ladi Po featuring Simi. Mm-hmm. And it was just such a beautiful song. I know I always say, oh, I don't do a sonic analysis or anything, but I just want to tell you guys, I thought it was such a beautiful song. I really, really loved it. I didn't used to love Simi's voice, but it grew on me after listening to, like, By You, Jeremy, like, a couple songs. Mm-hmm. And then on Know You, it was, like, cemented that, like, I love everything about the song. So, we'll be talking about the lyrics. You guys know the drill. I'll read sections of the lyrics. Shil and I will banter, give our comments about it. And then we'll go into the wider topic, which will be just like, almost like the uncertainty of new love, or when you're just first getting to know someone and you really like them, instant connection, but you know, you have to tread lightly with it because we're human and you don't want to just rush into things. So, Shil, are you ready?
I am ready. Let's do it.
Yay. Okay, so the song starts off with Simi's voice, I believe.
Yes. Saying,
I really want to tell you how my day went. Really want to spend a weekend. I for sure you this thing I'm feeling, but I don't really know you that well.
Hmm. Well, I feel like it's always hard finding a balance. You know, you meet someone, you want to talk to them, you want to tell them every single thing about your day, but you also don't want to, you know, bother them, overstep, because, you know, bruh, I don't know you. And two, it's like, are we there yet on that level? So it's just like, you don't want to overstep or seem like you're doing the most so soon.
Or like, I don't want to overwhelm you.
Exactly. And it's like, what if you tell them your day and they don't care?
That's not all I thought I was going.
But yeah. You know, it's just, it's hard. You can't assume things. But I always like to start. you like someone and you're trying to almost like pace yourself.
Exactly, exactly. Because you don't want to blow it so soon. So you have to like, you know, do a little bit each day, build up on it. Just try to get the feel of like where the other person is standing, you know, if they feel the same way. If they also share about their day. You don't want it to be like a one-sided share because... Very true. But, oh, I feel like that's the hardest part. But once you get that part, it's like, okay, you have the foundation done, you know?
And then you now know how to move. I think also when you're still feeling someone out, like their personality, that kind of thing, you don't, some people don't care for the mundane of people. It sounds so mean, but I literally, there are people who don't care for the mundane of people's days and others who think it, I'm a person of small moments. So if you don't care about the mundane of my day, you're probably not going to know much about me. Like, exactly. A lot of big things don't happen in my life daily.
Especially in 2020.
If you don't care about my mundane, then
I can't help. I tell you the big stuff. Yeah, nah.
Exactly. I love how it goes, like, really want to spend the weekend. I for sure this thing I'm feeling. That's even just thing. Like, why must we be almost like on guard when it comes to love? Like, you want to show them this thing. Show them. Just show them.
I feel like spending
the weekend might be a lot.
Okay, that's a lot. Like, you only have one weekend in
Jean
the
has week. Space issues. Jean has serious space issues. You can't believe in...
I'll give you a couple hours in my weekend, but the whole weekend?
But also, think about when you are newly, like, interested in someone. You just want to, like, know everything about... You want to spend a lot of time with the person.
This is true. This is true, yes. Yeah. You know...
Don't worry, let's go
to answer your question. Why are we so guarded? It's like, okay, I feel like at the end of the day, you know, we're human beings, and with human beings there's always room for disappointment, there's always room for hurt, and there's like, you know, previous experiences with other people, other likes, other loves, and that, you know, automatically you're just guarded because you don't want a repetition of history, or you just, at the end of the day, you just want to get hurt because it hurts. Nobody likes pain. Nobody likes pain, you know? So, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't dive into love. And this is something I am learning myself. So I'm preaching to the choir.
On her new journey. So the next set of lyrics go, my personal favorite two lines. I really want to kiss you in the face, baby. And maybe every other place, baby. If you like, say, I don't remember. Say, I don't really know you that well. I like that. I like those two lines because I've always found Simi, and I was telling one of my friends this, I've always found Simi to be like coy but forward. She will say things and then almost like take a step back. So she's like, I really want to kiss you in the face. I was like, okay, that's cute. Like, you know, kiss me in the face. And maybe that's every other place. Like, she puts that in there real quick. Like,
And I feel like her voice, since it's so, you know, soft and cute, you don't really take it in that certain way. It's like, okay, yeah, you can kiss me on the face. You're thinking like, cheek. Okay, forehead, cheek. And she like, says all that places. Simi, where are we going?
I love that because that's my branding in life. Catch you off guard.
Chaos. That's
all. Like, cute, catch you off guard with the forwardness.
That's crazy.
I think this also speaks to like the, you know, pacing yourself physically too, because after she says that, she comes back to remind us, I don't really know you that well. She's kind of like, I want to do all these things, but also I need to make sure you're not mad. I don't know you that well.
It's like, we can start with the cute, you know, innocent things, then we can dive into the risque, scandalous. But in order to do that, if you're a smart human being, you have to know them relatively well, because germs and all that things,
hygiene. I also like that you pointed out like the progression of that, like, oh, kiss you in the face. Like, why you progress in things, you know, text, forehead kisses, lips in generally before
little neck, kind of work okay.
And I guess these things, well, it doesn't really depend on how well you know someone necessarily, but depending on the kind of person you are, how you are about your physical space, especially.
I think for some people, they might need to know someone a bit better before just, like you said, hygiene. People are not brushing their teeth.
Exactly. Anyway, 2020 has been, I've been like, even before 2020, I've been the person who's just like, I like my personal space, you know, back up a little bit. Because also, do you brush your teeth? There's so It sounds, you know, extreme, but if you think about it, I feel like 2020 has taught us that, like, sometimes you just need to take a step back and just, you know, think about hygiene, health. Not say don't live your life, but still, you know, just be safe.
So the next set of lyrics go, we can go there if you, in brackets, if I want to, but me, I don't know why I think I love you when I don't really know you that well.
Strong what? Okay, let's dive into it. So the first line, like,
is when you actually hear the song playing, you can almost, in the way it's the back and forth goes, you can almost hear like the uncertainty, like the forward retreat, like it's like we can go there if you, if I want to, but me, I don't know, don't like just back. Why I think I love you forward again, when I don't really know you that well, what back again?
I feel like it just highlights the emotional roller coaster you feel when you meet someone, you like them, when those feelings intensify. And I feel like that intensity is like, I feel like, no, I mean, I don't know what to mean like that. What she's, you know, going through.
Yeah, very intense feeling. I think it's also the euphoria of when you meet someone, you instantly connect and you're just like, and it's like, I almost like how they're reminding themselves constantly why I think I love you. But it's like, okay, let's put a time period on this thing for them. They've known each other for 3 weeks. I don't...
love?
I don't know if necessarily it's love. It could be, you know, strong attraction. You like them. Infatuation. In different things. But love
is a strong word. And I say this till the day I die.
Sean said, I ain't never going back.
But she says, I think I love you, which is key. So at least she's not diving into it blind, you know? So at least she's trying to, like, figure out what is going on with that emotionally.
That section actually might be Ladipo talking. I think it's actually
Ladipo's voice. We're both going through this weird emotional
roller like, why I think I love you.
But also, man.
Okay, just by the way, a plug. I love Ladipo. Ladipo, if you ever get to hear this, which I probably don't think you will.
No, we're not.
Can your wife fight? I heard you were married. Can she fight? Okay, let's keep going. Okay, so this is Ladipo rapping. He says, I'm too polite to insult your intelligence. Why do I believe that we have met? Maybe not in this life. Time's frozen for a second. So I'm thinking tonight, I may break the ice, or better still, we can set it aside. I like this sentiment of, do I believe that we have met? Maybe not in this life. Because some people say, I've never experienced this, but some people say, like, you meet someone and they almost feel familiar to you. Someone you've never met before, and you just... People say that a lot. Like, you just get along like you've known each other forever.
Also could explain the intensity of their feelings. So, maybe they're so
just reincarnation.
Oh, this is true, yes. Okay. All right. Okay, we can't learn. All right. Maybe it's
I don't know about that. Let's
in like... In a different life, you never...
I also love the sentiment of time's frozen for a second. I've been reading Love in Color by Bolu Babalola. Everybody read it. It's a book of short stories about love. And the way she describes falling in love is so... It's intense. I have to, like, read the book in, like, pieces to just, like...
To process everything. But
other people falling in love. She had a story in there where it was like time, it felt like time stopped when these two people came in contact. So it's like that time's frozen for a second. And it's a general sentiment people use a lot. Or we felt like time stopped. Or we were the only two people in the room.
oh yeah, it's like you're the only person I see. I don't notice the world. Oh, strong words, but eh, this love thing, man, is sweet.
So is afraid of large, like grand proclamation.
I just, I love love for other people, and I'm here for it.
I love love for yourself, B.
On it, yes, Wanda, Jenny.
I'm proud of you. We'll get you there. You know? and he, I like how he says, "Break the ice," or better still, set. We can set it aside. Like Ladipo is a gentleman. He doesn't want to break things. He'll just set the ice aside. Ladipo, call me.
Like setting the pace in a way, you know. Like we don't have to address this right now. Whatever you're comfortable with, which, no, yeah. Consider it.
Okay. Next section. It's funny you have something in your teeth, but would you try to stop me if I want to take it out? Because you don't know me properly. Girl, I think you love me, but you turned this bad boy into a busybody. I think you're too busy for me, or maybe you're just busy for me. Will you call me when you're ready for me? It's crazy, baby, how I don't care at all that I don't really know you that well.
Many things to unpack. Okay, so my thing is, you want to take out something in my teeth. My thing is, how? Okay.
That's why it goes back to almost that personal space thing again. Because you'd have to reach over and actually, like, touch the person intimately in their teeth.
Mm-hmm. It kind of speaks, like, the level of comfort you guys have with each other. Because I feel like with certain people, like, if there's something in your teeth, you might not feel comfortable, you know, telling them. I just let it pass. At least let them do it, like, take it up for themselves. But, the real question is, Lola, I ask you, if this was happening, if someone had to take something out of your teeth, would you let them?
I'm very finicky about, like, my mouth. I am. I'm assuming if we've been out, we've been eating, blah, blah, you've touched stuff. I don't want you to put your hand in my mouth. You can tell me if I have something and I will take it out, but for you to physically, like, no, don't do that, please. I think I like that doesn't just say, he actually, like, asks her. He's like, would you try to stop me if I want to take it out? Because that's another thing. You move forward a bit, see how the person receives it.
And then back off if they don't receive it. Yeah. At least he's asking and not just diving for your mouth. So.
Yeah. And then he goes, but you turn this bad boy into a busybody. I see you're too busy for me. Or maybe you're just busy for me.
I mean,
my favorite thing is when bad boys are flawed, when they level them.
It's just like, we'll humble you, don't worry.
We'll look at you. Because somebody has not picked up your calls, now you're stressed, you're sweating your bottom.
Now we're too busy for you. Oh, like, now me. You're crying. You'll be fine. Actually,
it's good. I like that he admits that though.
A lot of vulnerability in this song, which, you know, I'll give them, because not everyone is vulnerable, especially.
She says, or maybe I'm just busy for me. So he's acknowledging, he's like,
maybe it's me.
Maybe it's you. It's probably you.
Me? Maybe it's you. Probably is, but you know.
Okay, it says, will you call me when you're ready for me? It's crazy, baby, how I don't care at all that I don't really know you that well. They're kind of losing control a little bit. Because before it was like, but I don't really know you that well. Now it's like, I don't care at all.
I really care. They say they throw caution out the window.
Isn't that fair?
Sometimes you just say, fuck it, so you know. But honestly, I like how he was like, will you come when you're ready for me? Which is nice, because I feel like some people just act based on their own interests and don't really consider it of the other person, or if they're ready, or you're doing the most, like, how they receive your action. So it's good, like, leaving it up to her, even because she's also confused with these intense emotions. So it's like a nice happy medium, you know?
It's like, I also care about you.
And I think sometimes, like, in these things, like, it's very rare that you find people equally matched and paced in their feelings. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes one person gets there before the other person.
Oh, gosh. And that's just
exactly. So it's kind of like, okay, maybe I'm a bit further along in this thing than you, but will you call mm-hmm. me when you're ready for me? Maybe you just need some space to process. Like, you met this guy, and the way you like him and feel about him is disarming to you. You're kind of like, what's going on? Mm-hmm. And you just need a moment. And meanwhile, he's like ringing your line, and it's like, oh my God. So it's kind of like, okay, call me when you're ready for me. I'll try to take it.
Because he himself is also like, wow, what is going on with me and myself? So let me figure out myself while she figures out herself.
Everybody take a moment process.
Yeah. As tempting as it is to dive in, let's just pause.
Pause. It seems answer somehow, but it's fun to be reckless.
It is.
It's fun to throw caution to the wind and just like go. Especially when it comes to feelings, emotional irresponsibility, sweet. Die. You're just like, ooh,
but
yeah.
always all the time.
I mean, not all the time. I generally encourage people to be emotionally responsible, but have I always been? No. But I'm growing.
No. So we live.
We live. I am but a sprightly youngin.
Gotta live our life, you know, have some stories.
Exactly.
To tell.
Character building.
Exactly. For yourself or for the other person?
You know, all our characters get built.
Okay.
I know why. Sherry's trying to trap me.
I'm screaming. No such thing. I just wanted to clarify for the audience.
Yeah, okay. So, and then it goes, so you be my controller. See me see this parola. I just want to come home to you. Spend every night telling bad jokes to you. Be my boyfriend.
Oh wow, labels. Okay.
What's
wrong?
Because I'm looking at the use of the words controller and parole in terms of like jail. And it's like being locked down. Do you get like she's ready to be locked down? That's what I'm understanding.
I mean, I feel like Three weeks. I mean, okay, fair. So we've already established that like these feelings are intense and emotional responsibility is good sometimes. All right, I love it. So my thing is, okay, you both feel the same way. Okay, dive into it. You know, put a label on it. Be together. Yes, okay, I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I just want to come home to you, spend every night. And
it's cute. Yeah. It's so cute. So like,
I also think that in a way is settling into the almost like the lightly maybe calmer parts of like love. You like it's like the simple pleasures. I just
So past the like the honey.
Yeah, I just want to come home to you, tell you bad jokes. It doesn't have to be like we're doing grand things, going on vacation.
Right. I mean, also slaps.
The concept of vacation gives me anxiety. If you're listening to this, don't think it's that I don't want vacation. If you want to surprise me, surprise me. But I just keep thinking, I'm like, wow, so it's just two of you on vacation.
I feel like at that point, you would already establish a nice relationship. I mean, I hope to like you, to travel with you, but also to travel with certain people.
Traveling.
It has to be the people.
Yes, and traveling like really it can be very make or break. Like I've traveled with people, like not even for vacation, but I've traveled with people and like after that I was like, I would never travel with you again.
Again, lesson learned.
And so imagine traveling with like your significant other and after that you're just like,
actually I'm screaming.
I hate how you travel.
Oh no, but this is where communication comes, I hope. Yeah. You can just ask him.
But, okay, and so the last section, because the song is, I mean, the chorus comes up a lot of that. But it says, I want to go home with you, do this life with you, ride or die for you, but I don't really know you that well.
I'm sorry, let's just highlight some key parts. This life,
life with
ride
you.
Or die. Ride or die.
Are we riding or are we dying? Well, by yourself.
Sorry, audience.
Like, Shem is cracking up at the concept that people could be in love, and that's all you need to know about her.
It's such a fascinating concept. Like I said, I love love for other people, but for me to dive into it, I'm just like, Shem, why are we here? We're reckless. Oh my gosh. But said, emotional responsibility sometimes is good, and sometimes when you dive into those experiences, you might actually come out with something, you know, known as a blessing, very wholesome, like something you never thought would, you know, exist. So I'm not dismissing it. I'm just, you know, fascinated from, you know, from the audience, from the background.
You sound fascinated from the audience.
Oh my gosh. I feel like
I want to that's go so wholesome. You. Do this life with you, ride or die for you.
Wow. It's cute.
I also like how as the song progresses, we see them literally go, oh, I want to kiss you in the face, maybe every other place, to like ride or die for you.
It shows a real progression. Like, oh, I have feelings for this person. Oh, should I tell them about my day? Okay, like now we're entering personal bubble, like ride or die. Like, okay,
I'm in it. I want to come home to you, do this life with you.
I definitely feel like at the end of the song, it's like, yes, these feelings are real. It's not just like, what on earth is going on? And it's like, okay, I really do feel these feelings for this person. I, you know, I want to enjoy this life with this person, which is kind of highlights just the whole emotional, not obviously roller coaster, the emotional journey of liking someone, possibly diving into a relationship with them, and just taking it from there. Because I feel like to be in a relationship with someone is just, it's a process. Yeah. You have to bear yourself as you are, be vulnerable, which, you know, not everyone is willing to do, make some compromises. So I like that. That's cute.
Love, man, love. You guys can't see her right now, but she just wiped a fake tear, and I'm so done, right? So I guess let's go into the wider topic of, you know, what's like uncertainty in new love, in new infatuation, in new liking somebody. I don't know if I'm supposed to be a business, like. But you can answer however you see fit. But have you ever been in a situation like that where you meet someone and you're just like, ooh, this person gets me, and like, I want to tell him things about myself?
Oh, honey. Honestly, yes, you know, we have been there in it right now. And honestly, as you can tell through, like, you know, the previous part of the podcast, I'm not really one to dive into all of that. So it was quite a terrifying experience. But, you know, from talking to friends, I say it yet again, friendship is the best. Communicate with your friends, you know, voice these concerns. And, you know, everyone just says lean into it, lean into the discomfort. And as uncomfortable as it is, you know, I feel like you learn more about yourself. It's like, why do I feel this way? Why do I have reservations? And then you just learn more about yourself. And, you know, at the end of the day, you're just like, you know, fuck it. One thing 2020 has taught you is, you know what? This life is short. Let's just dive into it. Last life, we got heartbroken, we'll cry, we'll be fine. You know? So I feel like I took that advice, as wary as it was, as stressful as it was, you know, I feel like you just lean into, we're not diving into the, you know, the deep end of the pool, we're just dipping our toe, and then we'll just slowly enter.
Walking so slowly down the, you don't even dive, you just use like the stairs, the ladder.
You take one step, pause for 20 minutes, don't understand.
You're just like, okay, boop, boop, boop.
But I mean, new love is scary, but I feel like from my perspective is, if you don't dive into these new experiences, you're just going to be stuck where you are.
True.
In this life. And it's like, will you be happy with that? Some people are, don't get me wrong, but personally I felt like, rah, I don't think I would, you know. At the end of the day, I'll have stories to tell. That's how I see it.
And I think similar to, well, I'm not in this same situation. But I think just my thought process this year, just in life in general, is, you know, you have to lean into these. Like, these experiences are what make up life. Do you know what I mean? And this mm-hmm. could be in leaning in fully to your friendships, romantic relationships, maybe something you want to achieve. Like, the probability that you will be heartbroken by something is very high. But, like, would you want to live your life? No, mm-hmm. you didn't even give it a try. You didn't even, like...
Exactly.
You didn't even, like, give it a chance. What was that thing that mm-hmm. this babe on Love Island said? Basically, how to look at, like, heartbreak is, like, a heartbroken is a heart once loved. Something like that. After they evicted her. And it's like, okay, yeah, like, I might be heartbroken, but, like, you know, once my heart held space for somebody, my heart loved someone.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that in itself is not, it's not a bad thing. Things come and go.
You do. And I feel like as awful as heartbreak is, in the moment, you come out stronger, as corny as it sounds. But I feel like a lot of people in the audience can agree, like, in the moment, it might seem like, you know, a complete sorrow. But at the end, you know, you just realize that, one, everything happens for a reason. Two, you know, you're a bad bee, you know, cute, some self-love, self-confidence, you know, and then you realize what you want in this life. So it's like what Elle said, you know, life lessons. It makes up this life. And I feel like a lot of people think that heartbreak is just with relationships. Heartbreak is every part of life, man. It's everything. That, friendship, family, straight
up. Like, yeah, that could be heartbreak. That business you started that you don't want, that could be heartbreak.
Exactly. It's inevitable.
Also, like, in this life, as people, we pick ourselves up and try again in all these other areas. So why not in love? And don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I'm not fully practicing what I'm preaching, but I'm trying to be better. Don't mock me. I'm trying to be better at it. But, you know, pick yourself up and try again. What's to lose? Exactly. And it's not everything that ends that is bad. You get, not everything ends mm-hmm. in heartbreak. Some things just actually run their course and they fizzle out, and you guys look at each other and you're like, okay, maybe we could just be like good friends, or we could be cordial.
Exactly.
And, like, that's okay. Not everything will end in, because I think that's another thing with
mm-hmm.
love, relationships, dating, all these romantic things. Everyone expects that the end will be this, like, dramatic blowout, heartbreak, you're crying mm-hmm. to Sam Smith in the dark by yourself. And sometimes it's actually just like, you know, you just get someone, you're like, oh, okay, this has run its course and this was great. Yeah. What we had was great when we had it, and
mm-hmm.
let's be friends, let's be cool.
Yeah, at least we have the memories. And exactly. Yeah.
Like, there's ain't no shame in that. So apart from, like, the obvious, like, the advice from your friends mm-hmm. and stuff like that, what else do you think helps to kind of, like, mentally get you there to give, I guess, love, like,
Oh my God. Like I say, I love love for other people, but I feel like I've just been starting to question, like, why don't I love love for myself? And I feel that it's just out of fear. And I've been doing this thing where it's like, you know, if I look back at my life, will I have any regrets? Will I have any what is, like, should I, could I, you know? And I'm tired. I don't want to live like that anymore. So I'm just like, you know what? We'll dive into this life 100%, not 90%, like, effort, 10% fear. We're just diving into it. And then whatever happens, happens. Like, we'll be fine. You know, we'll be fine. I feel like I've been through the darkest of days. I've come out just mm-hmm. fine, maybe even stronger. And if we go through that, we'll be fine again. You know what I mean? You just have to remind yourself that, like, you know, at the end of the day, you're a bad bee. You're cute. You have become
to bounce back.
Exactly.
Even when you feel like you're really, like, at the end of your rope with these things, there will be, hopefully, I'm not making everybody any promises, but hopefully there will be, you know, sun again. There's an abundance of good things. That's another thing, you know.
You just don't want to let life pass you by.
And you will feel, that newness, that new, you know, mm-hmm. cuteness, flutter, the whole uncertainty around it, all that, you feel it again somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So as I'm diving into this new experience, and, like, honestly, I've said this to everyone I know, it's like I've been pleasantly surprised.
And that's so easy. Rough. Auntie, you like, never know that if you didn't dive in. Oh, well, dive the ladder. Come down into the pool.
Stop it, Swish. And, you know, I'm happy. I'm proud of myself. I'm like, yes, you did that. You know, were vulnerable. You put your guard down, not 100%, just a little bit. Like, you know, like I said, stepping into the water. And, you know, now you're pleasantly surprised in the situation that you're in. Like, could you have said that if you just stayed where you were, living out of fear? I think not.
And I know every episode I come on here and plug Brené Brown. But Brené Brown said vulnerability is the key to everything in life. Vulnerability is courage. It's what gives you the courage to go out and like open yourself up to be heartbroken.
Yes, it is. And I found that being vulnerable is a journey, is a life journey. But I feel like as you communicate along the way with, you know, said person that you're diving into this experience with, it really does go a long way because, you know, they also understand your perspective, where you're coming from, why you're reserved. Because it could be interpreted in different ways. Like, oh, she doesn't like me. She's not feeling me. but it's like, no, there's more than that. And you could even find out that, like, the other person might be even feeling the same way or, like, similar emotions. So it's just, like, you know, being vulnerable, open communication, sharing as much as you feel comfortable with, and then you actually might be surprised, you know, what the end results are.
That's actually completely true. And it, like you said before, it's all that, all these things are what make up life's experiences.
Exactly.
You want to look back on your life and be like, I was so scared of getting hurt that I never opened up myself to anyone. That I never opened up myself to the possibility of love or like being in love.
And I feel like you also have to trust yourself and your judgment to, you know, leave a situation or, you know, dip out of the experience if you feel like it's not rewarding you in any way. But, you know, at least at the end of the day, you can say we tried.
At least at the end of the day, we can say we tried. And even with the uncertainty around it, I think also listen to yourself, your intuition, listen to your body, basically what your body is telling you. And like Ladipo said in the song, call me when you're ready for me. People don't go at these things at the same pace. Maybe one person has more experience than the other. One person maybe has been in this vulnerability game from time, and the other person just like, this is my first time. Somebody in this way, like, you know, basically, you know, be patient with me while I try and like figure out my stuff, but don't ever like rush yourself to catch up, because it won't feel right. I don't think
don't feel, it might also emphasize like the feeling, and it might just be too much, honestly,
because anything, you know, like Sean was saying, you don't just dive into the pool, you just learn to swim. They just took your floaters off.
Exactly.
And you're like, oh, into the deep end, girl.
Can you swim?
If you don't stay in the shallow end of that equally club pool expeditiously,
that girl, get your grip. Build up to it. Slowly you get there, you start treading water, and you'll be fine. But right now, stay in the shallow end, okay?
Also super random. I know how to swim. I don't know how to tread water. Anyway.
You know, that's actually very hard.
That's why when I see people like jumping off a cliff into water, I'm like, I would definitely die because I don't know how to tread water.
I'm actually screaming. You know, it's funny. I don't know how to tread water. I can swim, but run.
Also, having gone swimming and tread water, can you forget how to swim?
I don't think so, but cardio might not be there.
Okay, I'm not guessing the deep end anyway.
We'll just find a wall or a rock shack.
But sorry, back. So I'm like, yes, swimming. But yeah, back on topic. So I guess, are you, even when these things end, even if they end early, so you're feeling, ooh, butterflies, this is great, win this, and then let's say a month and a half in, it kind of just like, it's done. What are like the feelings you think people go through after that kind of thing? Because you were uncertain in new love, now it has ended. And it's almost like,
this one was right. It's like, you see, but no, it's not like that. I feel like definitely sadness, definitely start to question certain things, but you know, it's a process. It's, you know, they say the stages of grief. I guess we're grieving this said experience, and I feel like it's key to just feel your feelings, you know, whatever they may be. Just feel sad, feel angry, you know. But you do come to a point where you're just like, okay, it happened, it's over, and you have this like sigh of relief. And honestly, you're just gonna be like, we move. You know, you just pack it all up after processing, and then you start the new page of your life, you know.
And I think as human beings, there's almost a light, like, I don't know if it's shame or whatever, when like something ends, mm-hmm. when something doesn't pan out, especially if you've told people about it. So maybe when this mm-hmm. you know, new thing started, you texted all your friends and were like, oh my god, this mm-hmm. guy, he's so this. And then now, like a month and a half later, for whatever reason, maybe he didn't even do anything, mm-hmm. just didn't pan out. And you're not just like, I'm shy, I told all of you about this guy. And
so how do I take it back?
No. How do I take all that info back from you guys? I am very, very shy. But you don't necessarily need to do that. Like I was saying before, like life is, in life, you're probably going to sure. have more failures than successes. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, yeah, in all the little ways. So you just, there's no shame. Okay, yeah, I loved and I lost, and it doesn't mean I won't try again.
Exactly. It's not saying don't communicate with, you know, people in your life about all these things that you're going through, but it's very similar to like, oh, I applied to this school, I didn't get in. I applied to this job, I didn't get it. You know, it's part of this life journey, and it's just like, at the end of the day, you have that experience, you have that memory. And there are many more to be created, you know. It doesn't just stop there.
It's like, pick yourself up and try again.
You're good. You're fine. You're still cute. Come on.
John keeps reminding, like, said person, you're still cute. You're still a bad bitch.
You're still cute. I feel like it's just before you, like, you dive into a relationship, I think it's key to like have a good amount of like self-love and self-confidence, because you don't want to be finding that in the other person to, you know, fill that gap for you. I feel like once you have that baseline, it's gonna help you with whatever experience you have, you know, outside of like relationships, outside, just like with like successes and failures in life. You just have to remind yourself that, like, okay, this didn't happen for you, but remind yourself on your strengths, mm-hmm. and, you know, things will work out for you, you know? It'll work out. We move. We always move. We know if we're always moving.
We always move, and see, there will be more. That's another thing. Exactly. If you're in something, even if it's short term, and maybe you're just like, mm-hmm. oh, this was all new and I'm having butterflies and this is great, blah, blah. If 3 weeks later your butterflies have disappeared, be on your way. There are more things out there for you to experience. Obviously, you do it like nicely. Don't just like, please get out of my life.
Oh my god!
Don't do that. But feel free to like experience things and leave them. I think that's another thing with this song. They're going through emotions. Like, you can see their emotions deepen and everything. But even if yours just stops at, I really want to kiss you in the face and maybe every other place, and it doesn't go further than that, and it burns out, feel free to pick up and go.
I feel like they say when one door closes, the other one opens. Something like that. I feel like with this new experience, it's actually funny how it happened, because it was with another door that was opening. It closed, and then here we are. So you never know how life is going to pan out. You know, whether you're religious, you know, God got you. Whether you're not, you know, everything happens for a reason. And, man, just live this life.
Experience things to the fullest. Lean into things, no matter how short. I saw this thing on Twitter that was like, basically, like, ladies, like, lean into those short-term boyfriends, all those 2-3 month relationships. All those 2-3 month, like, you know, you enjoy the bliss of it, and when it burns out, you hook up and you're done. Yeah, like, this was sweet. Let's not drag this out past where it needs to be. Bye.
Exactly.
Like, we don't need to drag it out to mean something. All those little stints of love, they're valid.
Exactly.
So do you have any last comments on the song, on Certainty and New Love?
Honestly, lean into the discomfort, as said friend said to me. Because afterwards I was like, you're actually mad. But honestly, it's great advice I have received this past year. So honestly, whether it's new love, new friendship, you know, just lean into it. At least see what's inside the water. At least test the temperature of the water. And then, you know, take it from there.
And what's the worst that will happen? You dip your toe, the water is too hot, you bring it back.
It's cool, you get out. Yeah, this is why you don't dive into it, you step into it, you know?
Well, thank you so much for being on here with me.
Yes, thank you for having me, friend.
I guess you guys like, share, subscribe. Like, I feel like a YouTuber every time I say that. But yeah, share with your friends. Let me know what you guys, your thoughts, you know, on the Have You Heard page, which again is haveyouheard_HYH on Instagram. Supports. But yeah, this is Elle signing off. Bye, guys.